I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. But for the next half hour, we're coming to you from station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm here with The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, and the host of our Otherhood podcast, Rupa Shenoy, was also out here in Arizona recently. All three of us reporting from the state's southern border with Mexico about the issues related to the border that keep coming up in this presidential campaign. And there are many. Immigration, immigration reform, border security, the wall. So we wanted to come here to try and understand what's at stake for everyone down here in the southwest corner of the U.S. People like ranchers whose livelihood depends on the border, and Border Patrol agents and officials who have to secure it, and the undocumented immigrants who wind up in detention after crossing over from Mexico. We'll be hearing stories about all of them over the next half hour. But first, let me situate you. Think about the state of Arizona. Phoenix, the capital, and the lower third of the state. Southeast of Phoenix, about halfway to the Mexican border, is Tucson. I drove from Tucson to a ranch about 20 miles north of the border. It's barren but beautiful terrain. At sunset, the ridges off in the distance turn a rusty pink.
Hello.
Hello.
We're looking for the ranch for Ed Ashurst. Is this the road or is it the next one down? This one. All right.
A Border Patrol officer was parked on the gravel side road to the Ashurst Ranch, just watching the rare car go by, looking out for anything that looks suspicious. Washington has made a sharp increase in funding for the Border Patrol since 2005, and Arizona has about 4,000 of the agency's total 20,000 agents.
My name is Ed Ashurst, lifelong 65-year-old Arizona cowboy.
What do you do here?
Run a big cow outfit.
How many head of cattle?
Oh, about 1,000.
Ed Ashurst wants people to know what's going on in this corner of the country.
Before anything's done on the border, the people who run this country, the president, vice president, Supreme Court, Senate, House, Department of Homeland Security, they need to decide that we actually have a national problem here. And they have not done that.
Living this close to the U.S. southern border, those problems literally hit close to home. One of the more personal events that impacted Ed Ashurst was the death in 2010 of his friend, another rancher by the name of Rob Krentz. It was a well-known case, never solved, but many believed it was a murder committed by someone who had crossed over from Mexico illegally.
Rob was murdered that way about 6 miles, straight down there. He left home early that morning to check some water lines to water cattle with. And at 10 o'clock, he radioed his brother and said he saw an illegal alien that looked like he was injured, and he was going to go down and check him out, ask his brother to call the Border Patrol. They never saw Rob again.
That was probably the most painful border story for Ashurst and many in the small but tight-knit community of ranchers in southeast Arizona. But the stories, as Ed says, are many. He often sees people smuggling nearby.
We used to see 2, 3, 4, 5 bunches a day. I saw one bunch of 600.
His house, out in the middle of nowhere, has been robbed.
8 days ago, there was a deported felon standing right in the door of that building there. He had been deported multiple times, and he had done hard time in a prison in the United States.
Then there's drug smuggling, and the attempts are brazen.
We're talking 1,500 pounds of marijuana on each load.
The smugglers simply use a power hacksaw to cut through the fence and get their contraband through. Ed Ashurst and other ranchers have witnessed it.
We're talking steel fence, 10 places it's 10 foot high, places 13 foot high, and it costs several million dollars a mile, and it's not stopping it.
That's why Ed Ashurst is ambivalent about a longer, higher fence, but he also thinks the U.S. Border Patrol could be doing more. I asked him if that Border Patrol agent I saw at the end of his road gave him any comfort.
Sometimes there's multiple Border Patrol trucks there. The interesting thing, being you notice that, is we're 20 miles north of the border. You go south of here, and there will be no Border Patrol.
We have a big concern here. My citizens do. The ones that live in the rural parts of Cochise County, they're very vulnerable. I don't know how they can say it. Their public safety is very vulnerable.
That's Mark Daniels, the sheriff of Cochise County. And he doesn't get why the Border Patrol sees the border not as a line to be patrolled, but as a strip of land anywhere from 20 to 30 miles wide where smugglers can move almost undetected.
And then to try to catch them 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles away from the border, that's insane to me. If it's, as local law enforcement officer for 32 years of addressing problems here in Cochise County, if we know we have a drug house, we don't go 10 miles from the drug house. We go to the drug house, and we let them know we're there to address it. I don't understand why there's not more at the border.
He says the fact that the border is seen more as a zone and not a line means that crime has penetrated Cochise County. Sheriff Danels has responded locally, giving out radios to ranchers so they can reach him faster in emergencies. That's supposed to go fully online next year. And the violence has also gotten personal for Sheriff Danels.
A couple years ago, my son, who's a police officer here in this town that we're sitting in, a cartel tried to kill him on a traffic stop. He shot and killed one of the members of the cartel. The next day, I get a call to my office, and his police department got a call that they're going to kill me. And so within 48 hours, I had him in my backyard, and my deputies and I chased him off. It's a serious game we play down here.
Do you feel like you've been let down by Washington?
Yes.
If you think about it, it is an existential problem. The border is one of those things that defines a country. Sheriff Danels and ranchers like Ed Ashurst have spoken with senators and congresspeople about their concerns, but the sheriff and Ashurst don't think Washington politicians see the gravity of the situation the way they do, and that's what frustrates them. They've heard the talk for years and are worried that nothing will really change for them, whoever's in the White House next. I asked Ed Ashurst if any of this would ever make him think about giving up ranching.
Does it give people around here pause to consider that maybe they should leave? I mean, is it getting to that point?
Maybe you should leave. Because that's the thing that you people in Boston don't get. Everybody thinks it's my problem. It's your problem. Because they're coming to your neighborhood. They are already there. And you ought to get down on your knees and kiss my feet for staying here and slowing it down a little bit. I mean, no disrespect intended, but this is supposed to be America. Do I have to leave? So we give them 20 miles of America. Next year, we'll give them another 20 miles.
Rancher Ed Ashurst in southeast Arizona, just north of the U.S.-Mexican border.